these kids look up to us. So being able to inspire them and to, you know, teach them about the things that we had to go through when we were in high school and middle school at their age, and just trying to give them positive influence moving forward. Playing a card game on the bus, I lost, and that was the bet. Instead of betting money, we bet push-ups.
We tried to get it so, you know, there was a crowd coming off the bus, but, you know, luckily, Randall, the crowd was inside the gymnasium, so. And also won in the game of washers also, against Alex Green. Yeah, going.
Lying to you.
He tried to prolong the game, but we still came with the win. So it was a good time. You know, we played.
Winning the game, lying to
no,
you.
No, I didn't. No, I did not stand here tall, saying that I got the W.
I've been trying to figure out what a gosling or a gooseling is, and that they're the fighting gooseling, which is the mascot, because they said that's the only mascot in the nation that's a gooseling, which is a baby goose. I learned that. So we're also learning things on this trip. You're never too old to learn, kids. So now everybody knows what a gooseling is, especially a fighting gooseling. Just finished up Wisconsin School of the Deaf, and some great kids, some great personalities, and the staff was awesome, very receiving. An awesome opportunity to spend some time with some quality kids.
And look what they made us. They made us some great cookies. Look
did
at
you
that.
Just eat the 71?
No, bro, that's for you.
Oh, that's
too.
For me? All right, get my
right
own
there.
Little 71. They made me my own cookie. See? It's nice. It's nice. It's awesome that they're able to acknowledge and accept the challenge that's thrown in front of them, which is, you know, with their senses not being able to hear. But on a daily basis, you know, our kids are thrown several different challenges, you know, and a lot of times they don't see them coming. But it's a preparedness that they have to have, and the ability to withstand it and be able to fight through. And it's just awesome to be able to spend the afternoon with a couple of hundred kids that acknowledge and understand the challenge that's put in front of them, and they accept it and they fight through it on a daily basis.
So everything's moving pretty fast. I mean, obviously we're making surprise stops. So we're going out grabbing lunch. Just being able to, you know, talk to the ex-players and to my teammates, and just build closer relationships with everybody and get to know everybody on more of a personal level than just as teammates or as former players.